Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, How to Identify and Reduce the Causes of Stress, comes from the audio program Ultra Calm, a 6-step plan to reduce stress and eliminate anxiety. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick. As Dr. Mark Hyman explains, many of us do not even know what we're stressed about because a stressed lifestyle has become the norm rather than the exception in the modern world. To begin to experience ultra calm, which Dr. Mark Hyman defines as a state of reduced physical, emotional, and mental stress and anxiety, we have to first realize that we are stressed by identifying the symptoms of stress in our bodies and minds. Once we've gone through the self-assessment practice included in this audio excerpt, we can begin to identify the causes and effects of the stressors in our lives and incorporate the kind of simple daily practices we need to return us to our natural state of mental and physical health. You can download the entire program, Ultra Calm, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, How to Identify and Reduce the Causes of Stress, with Dr. Mark Hyman.
So now you know what causes stress, but what's the solution? In this session, I'm going to teach you just that. It's a simple 6-step solution that'll help you reduce the causes of stress in your life and activate your relaxation response. But first, I want to ask you a question. How do you know if you're stressed out? See, the problem in today's world is that we're so used to stress that we don't even realize we're stressed out anymore. So how do you know if you're suffering from a dangerous amount of stress? Well, there's a number of things that I ask my patients that I'm going to ask you, and I just want you to reflect on whether or not these ring true to you. And if you have any of these, or any number of these, it's likely that your stress response is overactive. First, do you have low blood pressure? Do you get dizzy when you stand up? Do you have sugar or salt cravings? Do you get low blood sugar and feel dizzy and weak? Do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Do you have non-refreshing sleep? Are you mentally kind of foggy? Do you maybe have trouble concentrating or memory loss? Do you feel depressed and anxious? Maybe you get frequent infections, or maybe you're really tired after you exercise, or you don't really tolerate much exercise at all. Maybe you feel weak and shaky a lot of the time, or feel tired and wired when you lay down to go to bed, or you might have palpitations, or maybe you feel like you just have to start your day with coffee because you can't get going otherwise. Or maybe you have panic attacks and feel so anxious and think you're going to die. Or maybe you have chronic pain like neck or back pain, or you're tired all the time, or maybe you have sweaty palms. Well, if you suffer from any of these, you need to engage in a comprehensive program that's going to help you reduce the amount of stress in your life. To do that, I want you to follow these 6 simple steps. So here's the first step. Identify and reduce the causes of stress. Have you taken an honest look at your life recently and maybe thought about what kind of stressors you could do without? Looking closely at the habits of our life, both what we do and how we think, is just not something most of us do on a regular basis. We don't often connect the choices we make in our diets, in our relationships, in our work, or in the use of brain-altering chemicals like sugar, caffeine, and alcohol with how we actually feel every day. We don't connect our behavior with how we feel. It's a big gap. So eating junk food or drinking 6 cups of coffee a day, having those 2 cocktails at night to calm down, or watching 4 hours of television a day, or doing work we hate, or being stuck in relationships that don't give us peace or joy, we tend to accept these things without giving too much thought to how they drive our moods and our brain function. But these things and many more are stressing out our bodies and our minds. See, realistically, nobody can eliminate all the causes of stress in his or her life. But all of us can take an inventory a close examination of our daily habits and consider which things we can let go of, which things are triggering stress, and what things we can do that we can add into our life to help us heal and thrive. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Of course, you don't want to do this while you're driving, and perhaps you can make a mental list, but I want you to think about this or get a piece of paper right now and divide this into two columns. At the top of the column on the right, put the words life-giving activities. And in the column on the left, write the word stressors. So let's start with the stressors column. In it, I want you to write down every single thing that you can think of that's causing you stress. Now, there are two major categories of stressors: psychological or social stressors, and physical stressors. So let's look at the psychological and social stressors first. They're things like your thoughts and beliefs about yourself, about people in your life. They're your job, your relationships, your financial situation, your children, your state of the world you're in. There's an international political situation that's problematic, or problems in your neighborhood, or perhaps it's low self-esteem or depression or anxiety. These are all psychological or social stressors. The next kind of stressors you might have are physical stressors, such as being overweight or chronically ill or being chronically exposed to allergens in the environment or food allergens in your diet like gluten and dairy, which we may not even be aware of, toxins in our environment, petrochemicals, pesticides, heavy metals. These are all stressors. And our stressful diet, which is full of sugar and high fructose corn syrup and saturated in trans fats and processed foods. You also may be stressed by substances that we think are helping us but are really harming us, like alcohol and tobacco and drugs and medication, or you may have some chronic infection. All of these are physical stressors. So make an inventory of all the things in your life that are creating stress. So if you can think of other things, include them. But now in the column on the right, I want you to put down under life-giving activities as many activities or things that you can think of that support your life and enhance your energy. And I invite you over the next 6 weeks to make a pledge to yourself to eliminate at least one of the stressors in your life and integrate at least one of the life-giving activities that you aren't currently engaged in. You can certainly eliminate more than one stressor and add more than one life-giving activity, but just give yourself the permission to eliminate one and add one. And even if you do nothing else, this alone could change your life. Which actually leads to the next step, which is activate your relaxation response. Now, each of us must find a way to bring meaning, purpose, peace, and serenity into our lives in an active and deliberate way. Stress will find you, don't worry. But relaxation, that's more elusive. See, the odd paradox is that you must actively relax. And that doesn't mean sitting on the sofa with a bowl of chips or ice cream watching TV. Remember, the stress response is automatic, and it's designed to protect us from danger. But deep and profound relaxation just doesn't happen automatically. You have to work at it. So it's actually hard work to relax. It's very hard work, actually, in fact, to find the pause button. Most of us don't even know where it's located on our body. So there are literally hundreds of ways to turn on the relaxation response, and no one is right or wrong or better or worse. But I invite you to try any of the following: yoga, massage, what we call progressive muscle relaxation, being tense and then relaxing, so tensing up your muscles, then relaxing, biofeedback, which can come in all different forms, meditation. You can also do more fun things like praying or chanting or dancing or celebrating. You can practice ancient techniques of calming and relaxation like Tai Chi Chuan or Qigong. And you can also write away your stress by journaling. These are all well-documented, scientifically proven techniques to actually turn on the relaxation response. In a moment, I'm going to guide you through some very specific exercises and techniques that you can use every day to activate the response. But I don't want you to think these are the only ones. These are just a sampler of some of the ones I've found most effective and simplest to use. But whatever you choose, if you want to thrive and heal the damage from chronically activated stress responses, you must find a way to relax. Most of us don't need any help finding our alarm button. That button gets pushed dozens of times a day. But most of us need a lot of help finding the pause button. So how do we find it? Well, Herbert Benson of Harvard's Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine calls it remembered wellness. Studying Tibetan monks with decades of meditation experience, he actually found that they could actually slow down their breathing rate, slow down their heart rate and their blood pressure, and produce calming brain waves in an instant. See, this is something ancient and familiar to all cultures, except ours. The relaxation response, or deep relaxation, is activated with human connection, with community, with love, with sex, prayer, celebration, music, dancing, chanting, meditation, and even laughter. These are all things that have been practiced for millennia and have been the very substance of our culture and richness that we've inherited, except for one thing, that we haven't brought those into our modern life. It's also activated with much simpler activities like deep breathing or visualization or simple yoga postures. To help you learn how to more effectively push your pause button, I want to walk you through three simple relaxation tools. We're going to start with the soft belly breath, and then I'm going to take you on a peaceful, visualized journey to one of your favorite, most relaxing spots. And finally, I'm going to teach you a couple of simple yoga postures that will help you relax your mind, stretch your body, and nourish your spirit.